Well, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Pseudo Manhood Podcast. I'm Andre Farrell, your host, and guys, it is a phenomenal day today. Like always, it's phenomenal whenever you're able to wake up and see another day that God has made, another day that he's given you breath in your lungs, man, the ability to do the things that you need to do today. It is phenomenal whenever God's grace is upon your life. So today in our podcast, we want to talk about confidence. We want to talk about the word that a lot of people want to run from, a lot of people don't want to talk about. But man, I got to tell you, confidence is one of the things that I see from coaching men, especially from coaching Christian men, that keep us away from doing great things, right? You can call it faith, you can call it confidence, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but confidence is a key ingredient for us doing anything in life, anything for our family, anything that's going to advance us. We have to walk in confidence, right? And so we're going to talk about what confidence is. We're going to talk about how you can build your confidence, the importance of it. And we're also going to talk about what confidence is not. And that's the arrogance word, right? We don't want to be arrogant when we're talking about this. But guys, even the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10, it tells us, do not throw away your confidence because it will be richly rewarded. How many of you want to raise your hand and say you want to be richly rewarded? I know I can. I put both of them up, right? I put both hands up because if confidence is going to be my reward, I want it. I want to walk in it. I want more of it. I want to be known as a man of confidence, right? So what is confidence? What is the description, or what is a, when you see a person who is confident, what do they look like, right? So confidence is a healthy, positive view of oneself, right? So confidence is you looking at you and saying, hey, I like what I see. I'm secure in what I see, and I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. I've experienced these things, and I'm going out with confidence to execute whatever it is in the world. Confidence gives you boldness. It gives you strength to tackle those issues. It gives you the tools, the internal tools, to go after things that may seem hard to others. But because you're confident in your ability, you know, sometimes it seems simple, some of the things you do. Confidence gives you the ability to see things that other people really can't see, right? And that's, to some people, a problem. You know, I remember back, not bragging on myself, not patting myself on the back, but when I was in corporate America, I was able to see things, do things, and do them in a calm fashion because I had been there before. And people that didn't know my story, that didn't know what I had went through or the lessons that I learned, they perceived it as arrogance, right? They perceived it as I was pompous or whatever it is, but it was just the opposite. It was, I had experienced things. I had wisdom in certain areas. And I was confident that when I went into the battle, I would actually win that battle, whatever it was. If it was closing a client, if it was dealing with internal office issues, if it was doing presentations, or whatever it was, I had the confidence inside of me to know that I can think logically. I had the presence of the Holy Spirit inside of me. And whatever that battle is, I was going to win no matter what. Even if it looked like we failed, just like it, you know, we just celebrated Easter this past Sunday, and it looked like to Satan and his demons, it looked like to the world is that the devil had won. Jesus was dead. He was gone. But it looked like that, right? So, but it was not that. Jesus rose victorious. It's the same thing with you guys, not putting you in a resurrection, but saying it may look like you're going to fail. It may look like you're going to go down for the count. But a confident person says, I might got to push back, but I'm going to get back into the fight because I'm confident that I am made to win this fight. And guys, that's what you got to say as a confident person. You got to pull yourself up, build yourself up. And you'll see that when you tackle hard situations, when you tackle tough situations, you'll start to say, hey, man, I've been here before. I can do this. I can beat this. I can win this. And be aware that when you start acting and walking and being that way, people who are not confident, they're going to be uneasy around you. I remember several people telling me that their friends or people they were dating or their spouse or whatever would tell me, hey, he said he was uncomfortable around you. I'm like, me? I make sure I go out of my way to make everybody feel confident, comfortable around me. And I'm like, wow, these people. And it got to the point that some people wouldn't even want to come around me saying that I intimidate them. And I'll just be honest with you guys, share this. My wife even told me, you need to tone it down some a little bit. I'm like, what am I doing? So I was praying. I'm like, I don't want to be this guy that everybody's talking about. And then the Holy Spirit revealed to me your confidence in your ability, your confidence in yourself. It intimidates these people. And I talked to a couple of friends about it, and they said, you better not stop being who you are. Bet you are a person that helped men. And because they're weak-minded or they're weak-willed and your confidence scares them off, so be it. So, guys, I had to learn that lesson. I had to learn that when you're a confident person, everybody ain't going to be able to walk with you. Everybody isn't going to want to walk with you. And everybody can't follow the path. So you may piss some folks off when you become a confident person. But here's the thing. Just like we read here in Hebrews, confidence brings reward. So if you're going to, we're going to choose the reward, or are you going to choose to walk with these people who may be intimidated by your actions? I, for one, I choose the reward. So guys, again, arrogance, confidence, that's the battle. Which line are you going to choose? Are you going to become arrogant, or are you going to be a man of confidence? And here's a couple of differences. If you're wondering, what is the difference between confidence and arrogance? Arrogance is overly inflating one's self-value. You're looking at yourself and you think you are the best at everything. You know that guy that he can do everything. It had never done anything. His conversations are all about him, or his conversations are all about what he did or what he's going to do and how he would overcome an obstacle, or how he would do this and I would do this. If I was you, I would. That is overinflating your worth, right? You're telling the world that you're this and you're that. But when the people that know you look back at your life, you really hadn't accomplished anything. Or when it's time to be on the stage in front of people to perform, you kind of shy back a little bit. You pull yourself back because now it's time to put the goods out on the table. An arrogant person doesn't have any goods to put on the table because he knows inside of himself that it was all talk. It was all lip service. All the things that he was talking about he was good at, he wasn't there. Now, he may be foolish enough to go out there and try, but he's going to fail miserably. And then he's going to be looking silly, right? So that arrogant person is looking at themselves, and he wants you to look at himself, at him, in a different way. He wants you to look at him like he's got it together. You know, they'll dress the part, they'll speak the part, but at the end of the day, they're afraid. They're scared little boys who are trying to throw off false signals to make you think that they have it going on, when they know in themselves they are a coward and they're afraid. But let's flip this over to a confident person. Let's look at what a confident person has. He's rooted and grounded in a healthy understanding of his self-worth. He knows that certain situations, he can't be beat. He knows in certain situations that he's going to win all the time. But he knows in other situations he has to learn. He has to learn to be confident in that area. But he's never going to run afraid, run scared. He's always going to say, how can I win here? How can I get an angle here? I'm confident in my ability. I'm confident in the Holy Spirit, because the Bible tells us in Philippians that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So if a man is saying, I can do that, I just got to figure it out, that's not arrogant. That's confident, right? And guys, I got to tell you, confidence is a humble kind of way, right? But it's aggressive all at the same time. And if you don't believe me, just look at the life of our Savior Jesus. How arrogant was it? I mean, I'm sorry, not arrogant. Jesus wasn't arrogant. Excuse me. How confident was it to stand up in front of people and tell you the Lord is here? When you read in Isaiah, stood up in front of the people and told them, what you have read has come into play right now. Here I am. I'm the Son of the living God. I am Jesus the Savior. How confident is it to do that? But how bold is it as well? He was facing people who wanted to kill him, push him off a cliff, stone him. They wanted to kill him in any way they could, but he stood confident in who he was. How many of us can raise our hands and say, I'll be that guy? That we'll stand confident in knowing what our mission is and stand confident to say, I'm going to do it no matter what the world tries to do to me. I'm going to do it because I know that I got to be about my business and be about my Father's business, right? You guys got to see it. Confidence has a swagger, right? It has a confident walk. I could just see Jesus walking from city to city, and he got this little walk to him, and he's just walking, and he's like, yeah, I know who I am, and I'm finna help you. I'm finna save you. I'm finna heal the sick. I'm finna raise the dead. I'm finna do all these things. But guess what he did also? He reminded us that these things and greater, we will be able to do. We, you, me, we will be able to do these things and even more because we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And guys, one attribute that we can't forget in confidence is wisdom, right? And God told us, he promised us that if we ask for wisdom, that he would give it to us liberally. He would pour it out to us. You can't get enough of it. You can't reach the end of it. He'll give it to you in groves. So a confident man is walking with a swagger. He's walking with a vigor. He's walking with strength, and he's walking in wisdom. You know, that arrogant guy, it's all made up. It's nothing. It's nothing for him to say things but not do things. Guys, we need to be men of doing. We need to be doers. We need to do things in a confident way. To let our wife see who we are. To let our children see who we are. Let them be proud of the man who we are. We're walking with our shoulders back. We're walking with our head up. We're walking with a strong, and we're speaking with a strong voice. We're going after things. We're taking on tasks. We're being the men that we were called to be, and we're doing it in confidence. Confident that we can actually get the job done, right? So how do you build confidence? How would I recommend that each one of us build confidence? Let's just go through some things that that I've experienced in my time trying to be a confident man. And let's remember who I am. And number one, remember who you are. Remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made by the Almighty God. Remember that the Bible tells us in Philippians that we are more than conquerors. And remember, in Philippians it says that we can do all things through Christ, right? It tells us not to cast away our confidence. You have to remind yourself of what God created, right? God didn't create this wimpy, pullback, sheepish, you know, just looking now. Yeah, I'm just trying to make it, brother. That's all I'm doing. No, God created you to be bold, courageous, and strong. And that's exactly what you have to be, especially in this world that we live in today. You have to walk with confidence. And let me tell you this, whether you know it or not, you're being watched. Your wife is watching. Your children are watching. Society is watching. You know, if you work a job, your boss and your cohorts and your customers, they're watching. They want to see, are you going to be able to stand up when it's time to stand up? And guys, I'm going to tell you, when those people see that you are ready to stand up when it's time, that's what the Bible was saying. It's going to be reward. You're going to receive reward from those people. They'll give it to you in different ways, but you will see that the reward comes when you're confident in you and your ability, right? So we have to remember who we are and walk strong in our ability. Learn from your failures, number two. You know, I believe that the saying is true. We never fail, we just learn. When you get knocked down, you get back up. And when you get back up, you evaluate it like that to see what area you could have improved in, make the improvement, and move on. Right? You learn from your mistakes. You don't keep making the same ones over and over and over again. And you also don't do this. Don't do what I struggled with at one time. You don't get knocked down and let it define who you are. I remember when I had my heart surgery. Before that, guys, I was this big, bold man. Just you couldn't tell me nothing, right? Because I knew if I put my mind to it, I prayed about it, it was going to happen. But it seems as if after that heart situation that I had, that Satan knocked me down and I didn't want to get back up. I was questioning my ability in every area because I got knocked down. But through prayer, through talking with my wife, through talking that over, through talking to some guys that I can go through life with, after talking to them, I was, you know what, Satan, you're not going to win this. You've given me another topic to talk to men about, because how many of us know so many men are experiencing health issues? They're experiencing mental health issues. They're experiencing physical health issues. Now, Satan, you've given me the ability and the boldness to go out and talk to these men. Dude, you done messed up now. So I had to get back up on my feet, dust myself off and say, let's go. I can tell you right now, I'm happy to report to you right now. One of the reasons I'm doing this video podcast right now is because of that. I didn't allow myself to get knocked down and get knocked out, right? Here's the thing. We're going to fail. You're going to fall, but you got to get back up and don't let that knockdown define you. And guys, here's the thing. A lot of us, number three, a lot of us want life to be a bed of roses, right? We don't want tough situations. You know, I hear people say all the time, which they're saying it incorrectly, if God is in it, it's easy. I think the last time I checked, that God was in Jesus being our Savior. But was it easy? No. That was a horrible thing that our Savior had to go through. So why do we think because we're going through something that is going to be in this God ordained, that is going to be easy? Matter of fact, he told us that we're going to have troubles and issues. He told us that these light issues, that we can overcome them. Why is he telling us that we can overcome them if they're going to be easy? That is one of the biggest fallacies that you can have in life, is to think that everything is going to be easy peasy for you, right? So I'm telling you now, guys, know that you're going to have tough situations. Allow yourself to be built up bold enough to understand that when I'm going through this, whatever I'm going through, I have the ability to get out of it. But I need to learn the lesson that God is putting me through right now. So when I get on the other side, that I'll be stronger. I'll be more courageous. I'll be more confident because I've gone through that before. Now I have a testimony. Now I can talk to other men about the situation that I went through. Don't waddle in your pain. Don't waddle in the situation. Guys, God, what are you trying to teach me here? What am I going through this situation for? What am I trying to learn here? What are you trying to get to me? He'll tell you. He'll speak to your heart. Make the corrections and get on the other side and be so much more confident when you see those situations coming up again. You'll be like, oh, I see you coming. I see you, Satan. I see what you're trying to do. But you remember back in 2010, you tried to destroy me with that? I got you. And go boldly through whatever it is that you're going through, man. You know, I look at the story of David. It didn't say that he walked sheepishly up to Goliath. It said that he ran to the man. He ran to his situation. He ran and killed and took out his situation. That's what you got to do. That's what I have to do. That's what we need to do if we're going to be building our confidence. So guys, the last thing, the last tip, number four is renew your mind daily. Renew your mind daily of your capabilities. Remind yourself every day of who you are. Remind yourself of what you're capable of. Remind yourself that you are not what Satan is saying you are. You're not what your haters are saying you are. You're not what those people who may love you, they just don't know any better. You're not those people, and you're not what they say you are. You are a chain breaker. You've taken the chains off people and titles that people have put on you, and you're saying, by God, I am better than this. Remind yourself of who you are. And guys, I'm going to leave you with this last tip. Your words have power. The Bible tells us that life and death is found in the power of our tongue. And if you're saying negative things about you, if you're accepting negative talk about you, you're going to experience the fruit of those things. You cannot say negative things about yourself and expect positive things to come out on the other end. You cannot walk in confidence but always saying that you can't achieve this, you can't do that, you can't. Take can't out of your vocabulary. And remember that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I talk about this all the time, guys, with faith. And that is, it's easy for anyone who has a little bit of faith to believe in God. We believe that God is the creator of the universe and he can do all things. But the question I have for you is, do you believe that you can do all things? Tough question, is it? Do you believe that you have what it takes to make great things out of your life, to make great things happen to the people around you? You have to develop a strong sense of confidence in your ability if you want to see great things happen, man. Okay, guys, those are the four tips that I want to share, which I have all this in the share in our show notes. But guys, I got to tell you, that is one of the most important topics as men that we can discuss. And that is confidence, building confidence, building to be the man that you know that you can be. Brothers, it's my pleasure. And I just love coming to you guys with these kind of messages. Expect more, because I'm building my confidence and getting on this camera, recording on this microphone, doing the things that God called me to do. I'm building my confidence up. And I'm going to know that this might look back 10 years on this video and say, hey, how could you have done that? But guys, I got to tell you, I'm doing it. I'm going to do something that's scary for me at first, and I'm going to build my confidence up. And man, I'm telling you, I just see God doing some great things for me, through me, and with me, you know? And it's the first thing I want him to do is give me confidence. Pray for confidence. Pray that he shows you how to be confident. And also, this show is being brought to you guys by Iron Sharpens Iron Tribe. Go to ironsharpensirontribe.com and join our group of men. We're building each other up. We're talking about things like this. We're showing each other that we can do these things. We're coming together as men, talking about topics that's going to help you get strong, help you get confident in your ability. So, guys, it's free right now. Don't know if that's going to be the case in the future, but it is free for you to join that. Ladies, if you're listening to this and you know a man who needs this message and messages like this, have him go on to ironsharpensirontribe.com. We are a tribe of men who are trying to get it right. That can be easy as said as that. We're trying to get it right, and we're doing it in love. So, guys, again, thank you for joining us on this podcast, on this video now podcast. It's been a pleasure being with you guys. Love y'all so much.